Bad, bad Jesus. He eats with sinners. A feather, you know. So today, the official accuser is the Pharisees. You might recall the Pharisees were the ones who claimed to be the expert in all the religious laws and rules, and they were sure that they kept them in exactly the right way. Not only that, but anybody who didn't follow the laws the way the Pharisees did, the Pharisees, they were quick to point out that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors. There's sinners, run-of-the-mill sinners, and then there's a special category. Tax collectors were regarded as a special breed. Little boys who were not, and they did not inherit any land, which meant they had no way to make a living, so they needed a job. The occupying Roman force would recruit. After all, nobody knew who made what better. The worst part was, tax collectors back then worked on commission. They worked on commission. So the more they could squeeze out of you, the more they made. And they got to use the Roman soldiers as their enforcement agency. So they were regarded as a special breed of sinner. They were turned sinner. Now, back then, eating a meal with somebody was a much better than it is today. Because if you ate with somebody who was considered a sinner or unclean, by their rules, you were unclean too. Now, the Pharisees, you know, were the ultimate tattletales. Always on the lookout to point out somebody else's sin, in part, so that nobody would notice their own. It's the worst kind of hypocrisy. Every time we point a finger at somebody else, three are pointing back, right? They never learned that in kindergarten. And once somebody is labeled a sinner, they become a label. But Jesus did. Jesus saw just to confront the Pharisees about their own hypocrisy and their own sinfulness. Jesus instead focused on the one who was labeled. Jesus holds out for compassion and understanding first. He took the Pharisees on later. Now we know that in our sometimes Christians are accused of judgmental hypocrites. Some of the louder voices at the microphone are so concerned about the morality of others, forcing a code of sexual conduct or conduct and so forth on others would make them right with God. So other Christians who aren't as fundamentalist or militant as them get smeared with the same label. We're sinners. The hypocrisy of judgmentalism is not limited to the likes of Westboro Baptist in Kansas. You remember them. They're the ones who protested at funerals of Marines killed in Iraq. Okay? They're just easier to notice because they make it on the news. The kind of creeping judgmentalism that is so normal and so much part of our lives that we don't even notice. The truth is, though, it is not our job to judge others. We have plenty to judge in our own lives. Teaches to judge others. He teaches us to love others. There's a huge difference. Even though there are some, we've heard this, there are some who like to judge others on the pretext that it's a loving thing to do to save them. And we know how we typically criticism and judgment. We get defensive. Compare others who we claim don't look as bad, so we aren't as bad. Laws of love and civility don't apply to us. But judging others is not the place we start. If we want to judge on ourselves, Jesus starts with love, mercy, and forgiveness. It is to love. Look at how Jesus with judgment. He comes to us with love, forgiveness, and mercy. He ate with tax collectors and others. He hung out with hookers, revolutionaries, sick and disabled, who back then were considered suspect on the basis that their condition was a punishment from God for sin. He fed the hungry and taught his disciples to do. He touched lepers. He healed the sick. Jesus took of ill repute, forgave the people who nailed him to a cross. Jesus didn't need to judge any of them. The judgment was already in. So if Jesus ate with sinners, who should we eat with? Jesus said there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous who need no repentance. Ooh. Did you hear the dig there? This was directed at the Pharisees. Who do you suppose the Pharisees need to repent? Only those who have done nothing wrong, and if you ask them, it would be them. Those who think they are righteous, or maybe even self-righteous. The judgment is easy. It is the path of least resistance. It is so easy to point out what somebody else is doing wrong. The hard part is to name what we have done wrong, to raise up to our awareness ways in which we have hurt God, and what we have done and what we have not done, and then to repent, to literally do what we have done, changing directions in our lives. If Jesus chose to eat with sinners, touch the unclean, to walk with the sick, visit those in prison, what do you suppose we Christians, we little Christs, should do? See, that's the harder thing. It's cheap and easy to reduce following Jesus to behavior, morality, and rules. But that is not what Jesus is about. Jesus is about eating with sinners and touching the untouchable and giving life back, chasing us down in those times when we are convinced that there is no forgiveness for us. And Jesus comes to us first with forgiveness for our sin. Forgiveness to the point where there's not even a memory of it. Imagine. And then once we are freed from our guilt and our fear, our feelings of dirtiness and shame, Jesus says, do this to others. Forgive them. Do it. Heal them. Feed with them. Eat with them. Now this kind of radical love, it costs Jesus life. And the kicker is, the dark side thought they had won. They thought they had defeated Jesus. But even in that moment of judgment hate against Jesus, Jesus turned it into love. He in the death, and he said to them effectively, look, deny me. Spit on me. Beat me. Kill me, if you need to. But there is nothing. There is nothing you can do to make me stop loving you. Jesus' radical love cost us some money. It might cost us some time, some convenience, and maybe times. But Jesus has already claimed us as his, and nothing can take that from us. So go ahead. Eat with some. Welcome, Jesus does. He set the table for sin. Those who need forgiveness and know it, need forgiveness yet, until they have been showered with unbounded grace. Come and eat. The promise of Jesus eats with sinners.